Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a powerful front that's produced a number of tornadoes this morning across parts of the Midwest. It does arrive here tomorrow. I'll show you what time and what to expect where you are.
And breaking news we're following this morning. International aid workers are dead after they were killed in a targeted airstrike in Gaza. The response from World Central Kitchen leaders and the calls from the White House to investigate.
And we're live in the team store ahead of the Durham Bulls home opener. Coming up, what you need to know ahead of tonight's game.
And after a historic night in women's college basketball, the women's Final Four is set. The two teams joining NC State in the big dance. College basketball, it continues. It's exciting. The Final Four. Here we come, men's and women's from NC State in it. We're excited. We'll tell you all about it coming up. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday here as we get things rolling. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at that severe risk moving into our area, Elizabeth.
So we're going to see this late tonight, early tomorrow morning, a level one risk just to our west, and then a level two and three, and even level four across parts of the Midwest. And we'll take a look at that coming up. But for the bulk of the day tomorrow, we're looking at a level one and two risk across our area. This is where the system is sitting right now, and it has been producing severe thunderstorms and tornado warnings over the last several hours, a cluster of tornadoes. So most likely we'll be seeing or hearing about the damage from those storms over the next 24 hours or so. We're not likely to have a tornado outbreak like that across our area. As a matter of fact, today stays pretty quiet for us. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, a few thin spots in the clouds, and a sprinkle or two could roll through at any point. Of course, the Durham Bulls home opener is this evening. It wouldn't be out of the question to see a quick little shower, but for the most part, it really looks like it'll stay dry. Now we get to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and that's when we start to see some showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm. But our better chance for severe storms comes closer to lunchtime when the cold front comes through. And that's when from the Triangle area eastward, a few of these storms could produce some wind damage. And then as this moves eastward out of the viewing area around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when we could see some of those even stronger storms. That's where we have the level two risk for severe storms from Goldsboro up toward Roanoke Rapids and eastward. And then from Raleigh westward, it's that level one risk. So tomorrow is a WRAL weather alert day because of that level two risk. Right now we're looking at Sanford with some hazy sunshine, 67. The temperature, it's going to be a breezy day. Winds coming out of the southwest at 7 right now, but picking up later this afternoon. Mid-50s in the north, looking at mid to upper 60s in our southern counties, and some gusty winds up to 25, maybe even approaching 30 miles per hour later on this afternoon. But it will be a warm wind. We climb back into the mid-80s. Last day in the 80s. Once our front comes through tomorrow, we see a huge drop in our temperature. We'll check it out coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, there is a minor crash reported at 40 westbound in Lake Wheeler Road this morning. Not seeing that on the camera here. It may be behind the camera, but you can certainly see some heavy delays building as you head away from the South Saunders Street area out toward Lake Wheeler Road on 40 westbound. About a 6-minute backup showing up right now on those live sensor readings. If you can pick it up from Gorman Street, you're on the other side of all that. But right now it's pretty solidly delayed from the Rock Quarry Road interchange through Hammond and South Saunders Street. Just getting reports of a crash on 40 eastbound around Wade Avenue. Starting to see a little bit of a backup heading away from Harrison back toward Wade. Also a hit and run investigation underway right now on Young Street in Rollsville, not too far from Lewisburg Road or the Rollsville Bypass. Quick check of your major approaches into Raleigh. All clear on 40 westbound coming in from Garner, but we're still measuring about a 4-minute delay on US 1 northbound between 55 and the 1010 Road interchange there in Apex heading through Apex into Cary. Out of Knightdale, about a 3-minute delay on 87 southbound. And from Wake Forest right now, measuring about a 10-minute backup with congestion on southbound Capitol Boulevard between 98 and the 540 interchange. In Durham, still watching those sensor readings on 885. The biggest delays are on the southbound side of 885, right around the 147 interchange. About an 8-minute backup overall.
Breaking news in the Israel-Hamas war. World Central Kitchen says it is putting its aid operations in Gaza on hold after an Israeli military strike killed 7 members of its team. This is video from just last week of 2 of those people killed. Australia confirms the woman you see in this video was from that country. The others killed include a dual U.S.-Canada national citizen, as well as people from Australia, Poland, the United Kingdom, and a Palestinian. The team from World Central Kitchen was in Gaza making meals for people. The organization's founder, Jose Andres, posted to X saying he's heartbroken and adding, the Israeli government needs to stop this indiscriminate killing. The White House is urging Israel to investigate what happened.
And back here at home, more changes are coming to RDU today. In the latest move because of growth at the airport, Breeze Airways is moving to Terminal 1. WRL's Laura Levine is live at RDU this morning. And Laura, the airport has added dozens of new flights and destinations in recent months. You were telling us New Orleans is one of those destinations.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. Yes, you can catch a nonstop flight to New Orleans. I have flown with Breeze, okay? No problem at all. But here at RDU Terminal 1, you can see a lot of action happening behind me. That's because crews have been here for the last hour, really putting together some of these kiosks and getting the monitors set up and getting things ready for Breeze here inside Terminal 1. This is where the airline will be stationed next to Avelo and Spirit. RDU says the move is being made to maximize gate space in both terminals, accommodate the airline's needs, and to prepare for continued growth. 15 new flights will launch later this month. It's been a busy year of growth for RDU. The airport added 4 new airlines, 25 new destinations, 49 new routes, and set a record for passenger traffic. So again, just to mention, it's really important to note that today, Breeze doesn't have any flights taking off. Today is all about setting up this new terminal here, setting up inside the new terminal, Terminal 1 for Breeze. But if you have any questions, if you are a passenger with a flight later this week, you can contact them directly. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live at RDU.
We're just 4 days away from one of North Carolina's largest music festivals. And this morning at 11, we'll get an update on the plans for the Dreamville Festival. Crews are busy transforming Dix Park in Raleigh for this festival. And video from Sky 5 yesterday shows the construction that has started on the stages. The park will be completely closed to the public a little later this week. Today, those festival organizers and the city of Raleigh are holding a news conference to talk about their preparations and what the people going to this show need to know. WRL will be there. We'll let you know what comes out of it. The news conference comes after organizers announced a major lineup change. Chris Brown will no longer perform at Dreamville this year. Brown has been replaced with 50 Cent. Organizers confirmed to WRL that Brown was unable to perform because of unforeseen circumstances. Festival tickets are still available.
Tonight, you can give your opinion on the Wake County School Superintendent's $2.2 billion budget proposal. The school board will talk about the proposal in a work session this afternoon. A public hearing will follow in the evening. The proposal includes $58 million additional dollars from the county. The superintendent says that money is needed to maintain existing personnel and services that can no longer be federally funded. The work session starts at 3:30 this afternoon. The public hearing will be during the regular meeting at 5:30.
Just about 10 and a half hours away from the return of baseball to Durham. First pitch for the Bulls home opener is at 6:45 tonight. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live at the DBAP this morning. Kelsey, those fans will have a lot of options when they get inside the ballpark, and especially if they go to the team shop, all that new swag.
Jeff, I actually have on some of that new swag right now, so check this out. It lights up. They call it a fan chain, so if you want to show your Bulls spirit, you can buy this at the team store. And if you want a little bit more information about the game, well, you're in luck because we have the general manager with us, Tyler Parsons. And just wanted to ask you first about tickets. They're selling so fast. Where can people buy them?
Tickets are going fast. You can buy them at DurhamBulls.com. You can stop by the box office here, or you can give us a call. But we encourage people, get your tickets early. This game is selling fast.
And we have so many exciting pregame activities.
So we've got a live DJ that will be here. We're going to have a flyover. We got post-game fireworks tonight. A lot of fun opening day festivities. We can't believe opening day is finally here. We're pumped.
And we're playing against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. You got to love minor league baseball. So.
Oh, and it looks like we have a special guest that's decided to invade. Oh, hey, Wooly. Hey. Well, Wooly, we're going to have to wrap up. So, Jeff, Michelle.
Oh, my goodness. Wooly loves the camera.
Wooly's getting in. I love the bling there, Kelsey. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the food at the DBAP, too. It's going to be awesome this year. So cool. Thanks, Kelsey. Well, we now know all the teams that will be joining NC State in the women's Final Four. Last night, UConn earned their spot in the Final Four with a win over USC. The Huskies knocked off the Trojans by a score of 80-73. It's the 23rd time the UConn women have made the Final Four. UConn now joins NC State as schools with both their men's and women's teams in the Final Four this year. And the Huskies will play Caitlin Clark and Iowa in their Final Four matchup. Clark scored 41 points to lead the Hawkeyes past LSU in the Elite Eight on Monday night, 94-87. It was a rematch of last year's national championship game showdown between Clark and LSU star Angel Reese. Iowa and UConn will play Friday night in Cleveland.
WRL's Brett Neese will be there covering that event in Cleveland, the women's Final Four. And we now know, of course, they'll be playing South Carolina, but at 7 o'clock on Friday night. You set your schedules accordingly for that. On the men's side for the Final Four matchup, it's NC State and Purdue Saturday, 6:09 tip-off. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter will be in Phoenix, and live coverage starts tomorrow. It's a sign of progress in the cleanup efforts of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Coming up, how crews are working to clear that wreckage and the new underwater images.
And a man in California fell nearly 50 feet off a trail and was clinging to the side of a rock just feet above the ocean. Coming up, the new video showing the moments that man was rescued. And of course, we're looking at a windy day today. Tomorrow, we could have severe thunderstorm winds. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
#8:15 is the time right now. Let's take a look down at Sand Hills. This is Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Carts are moving, coming around the corner there. Just beyond the first tee box of Pinehurst number 4. But it's number 2 that's going to be in the spotlight come June. Can't wait for the U.S. Open. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. A lot to go before we get there, especially when you look at this satellite radar picture for today.
Oh, yeah. So here's what's happening. We have a powerful cold front or warm front all moving across the country right now. And for the last 4+ hours, we've seen this line of strong thunderstorms producing severe thunderstorms and tornadoes, too. So a tornado outbreak here. It looks like we're going to see a level 4 risk across parts of Kentucky and Ohio through the day today. So all that shifts eastward. However, you see there's that level 4 risk. You can see that up around Ohio and into the northern part of Kentucky. The orange area is level 3 and then level 2 in western North Carolina for today. We're not likely to see those storms moving into North Carolina until much later on this evening or overnight. And as we get into the day tomorrow, we're under a level 1 and 2 risk. Tomorrow around lunchtime through mid-afternoon is when we'll have the best chance of seeing these storms. A level 2 risk means we would have more widespread wind damage and some isolated tornadoes. A level 1 risk means that we would see some isolated wind damage. So that's what we're looking at for most of the viewing area. Here's what we'll see today. Mostly cloudy skies, a sprinkle or two, light shower this afternoon, but most of us will end up staying dry. I think that folks headed out to the Bulls home opener tonight should be fine. Again, couldn't rule out a stray sprinkle. And then we start to see the rain really setting in the morning. So it's going to be a wet morning commute for us. There's 6 a.m. Moving on out and pausing it again at 8 a.m. It's not going to rain the entire commute, but it doesn't take a whole lot of rain to cause some messy conditions. The cold front itself starts to approach around lunchtime, and that's where we could have some scattered thunderstorms, some isolated wind damage, and then we'll pause it again right there at 2 o'clock. This is at least on this version of Futurecast where it looks most intense, just after lunchtime toward mid-afternoon in our eastern counties. So that's where we could have the most likely chance for severe storms. How much rainfall? Not looking impressive, about 1/4 inch to 1/2 inch total with this system. The winds are going to be something that you'll notice this afternoon. Our winds gusting to 25 miles per hour, but out of the southwest, keeping the temperatures warm. Tomorrow, 30 mile per hour gusts, even outside of the thunderstorms. And then a chilly, windy day on Thursday and Friday with gusts 25 to 30 miles per hour. So the wind sticks around. It's going to be very cool for Dreamville. I mean, it's going to be cool, right? But it's also going to be cool. 59 on Saturday, 66 on Sunday, a little bit milder then. Lots and lots of sunshine, but definitely cooler than normal for this time of year. Saturday morning, 37, possibly a frost advisory for Saturday morning. And our temperatures stay a little closer to normal for Sunday and Monday. Brian?
It is 8:17 right now. Breaking news in the west part of Raleigh heading out toward Cary. A crash on 40 eastbound between Harrison Avenue and Wade Avenue. Here's that crash site. And you see that we have 2 right lanes blocked right now. A lot of traffic getting backed up there heading away from the airport back toward Cary and Raleigh. Measuring a 9-minute delay now. As you were looking at the screen there, you saw it jumped up with that live update. From 885 in Durham back to Wade Avenue in Raleigh, a 10-minute delay. If you're coming in from Morrisville, And Carrie, you might consider using 54 as an alternate route to get around some of those delays. Right now, as we take a look at the map, you can see the backups begin between Aviation Parkway and Harrison Avenue, right there around the old Reedy Creek Road Bridge near Lake Crabtree. As soon as you get around that crash site at Wade Avenue, you're in good shape heading on inbound to Wade Avenue or continuing on 40 eastbound. So we'll watch that, let you know how it's developing. Still have that crash reported on 40 westbound around Lake Wheeler Road with a little bit of a backup there on the south side of Raleigh. Your major approaches into Raleigh holding pretty steady with a 7-minute backup on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest. You're looking good on 40 eastbound through South Durham. Still watching delays, though, on both sides of 885 this morning, about a 5-minute delay on either side. Listen to us on the radio if you're heading out in the next few minutes. We're live at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham, and you'll hear my next traffic update in just a few minutes.
Former President Donald Trump's New York properties are safe for now. He posted a $175 million bond in his civil fraud case there. Trump was able to make bond Monday after a state appeals court ruled last month to lower that bond by several hundred million dollars. New York Attorney General Letitia James could have seized his properties, including Trump Tower, if he didn't post bond. Last month, Trump posted a $91 million bond in the defamation case against him from author E. Jean Carroll.
Small boats are now able to get around the site of the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Crews are still working to clear the wreckage from the collapse that happened a week ago. Yesterday, the Coast Guard cleared a small channel to allow some boats to pass through, but crews are trying to clear a larger path to allow for bigger ships to get through. Officials say it's dangerous work as it involves lifting thousands of tons of mangled steel and concrete. And sonar images show the underwater wreckage site of the Baltimore Bridge. Take a look at these underwater images of the wreckage from the Navy's salvage and diving team. Divers have to work in virtual darkness to see the wreckage. They're usually guided by people who use the technology to give them directions.
We'll take a look at this new video that is showing us the extent of damage. Part of a highway in California that just fell into the ocean this weekend. This is the Highway 1 near Big Sur. Huge attraction for people. During heavy rain, though, Saturday afternoon, chunks of asphalt tumbled into the ocean. The highway was closed in both directions as engineers assessed that damage. Some people were stranded in their cars, so a nearby lodge opened a conference room for people to stay. Now people can use one lane there to get around with close supervision from Highway Patrol. And new video into our newsroom shows the moment a man was rescued from a cliff as he was clinging for life. It happened at the Golden Gate National Recreation Area in California. The man fell about 50 feet down from a trail and was just clinging to the side of a rock cliff above the ocean. A flight crew with the county sheriff's office found the person using thermal imaging. The person was placed in some sort of rescue device there before being lifted right off the side of the cliff to safety. There is no word on that person's condition.
The last survivor of the attack on the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor has died. Luke Hunter's family says he died at his home in California on Monday. He was 102. He was one of 355 sailors and Marines who survived the attack. The attack on the ship in Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. 1,177 sailors and Marines who were all in the Arizona with him died. That's nearly half of the more than 2,400 men who died in the attack. Overall, there are 19 Pearl Harbor survivors still alive.
Some pilots at United Airlines may be forced to take some time off soon. The airline has asked pilots to take voluntary unpaid leave because Boeing's aircraft production and deliveries are being delayed. With fewer planes to fly, the airline reduced work hours and hopes to cut back on staffing as well. A memo sent to members of the pilot union say the request is only for May, but could extend past the summer.
There could be a new roadblock for college students receiving financial aid. The Department of Education says some colleges may have received incorrect tax data for families. The agency says roughly 1 million FAFSA applications are affected, and problems such as calculation errors could affect financial aid to hundreds of thousands of students.
This morning, Wake County bus drivers will compete in a school bus rodeo. County bus drivers will compete at the state fairgrounds to see who has the best and safest driving skills. This is video from a past year's rodeo. Drivers will be asked to navigate a number of challenges, including parallel parking and crossing a railroad. The winner at the Wake County level will advance to a regional competition.
If you want to see NC State's men or women play in the Final Four, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. WREL's Five on Your Side is taking a look at the cost. A nonstop flight from RDU to Phoenix, where the men are playing, will cost more than $1,400. A round-trip ticket from RDU to Cleveland for the women's Final Four is about $500. A two-night stay at the Holiday Inn Express in Phoenix will cost more than $1,000. And in Cleveland, two nights at the Fairfield Inn will cost you more than $800. So big bucks.
Commitment to fandom.
Yes.
Big changes coming to RDU. Larla.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to start with traffic. Brian Trader tracking some backups on I-40, Brian.
A crash blocking two right lanes of 40 eastbound between Harrison Avenue and Wade Avenue. You can see all of that activity over here on the side of the screen. Looks like maybe we have three vehicles involved with that. Raleigh police and fire units blocking those right lanes. We're seeing a 16-minute delay as you come in from Durham through the airport exits. You see with that live update, just jumped up to about a 20-minute backup. If you're coming in from Morrisville, consider using 54. As an alternate route to get around those slowdowns on 40 eastbound. The backups begin before you get to Aviation Parkway. Elizabeth.
Tracking this powerful line of thunderstorms has produced a lot of severe weather across parts of the Midwest this morning. That will roll through here tomorrow. Very early in the morning, we'd be under a level one risk back to the west. But as we get through the day today, tomorrow, we do have a level two risk in our eastern counties and a level one risk in the west. Tomorrow is going to be a WREL weather alert day. The strongest storms will come midday into the middle of the afternoon. We take a look at what you'll see as you're stepping out the door. There's a live look at Clinton. Good bit of cloud cover out there. It's going to be another warm day with highs in the mid-80s. Elizabeth, we are working to find out the name of a man who drowned while swimming in Falls Lake. Crews responded to the Holly Point boat ramp just before 6:30 last night. Witnesses say a man jumped in the lake to swim but did not come back up. His body was found just before 10. And one person is dead and two people are hurt after a crash on Sunnybrook Road in Raleigh. It happened near Bright Creek Falls Trail. Two vehicles were involved. Police say one person died, another has serious injuries, and a third has minor injuries. It's not clear what led up to the crash. Next on Fox 50, big changes are coming to RDU's Terminal 1, and the Durham Bulls are getting ready for their season home opener later.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WREL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, a crash blocking two lanes of 40 eastbound coming into Raleigh. Big delay showing up on the sensors right now. I'll show you how to get around those slowdowns.
And taking a look at our WREL weather alert day for tomorrow, damaging winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes possible for part of our viewing area. I'll show you what to expect where you are. And breaking this morning, seven international aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike when trying to feed civilians in Gaza. What we know about the victims and the response from other charities.
RDU is seeing explosive growth, so that means the airport has to make space for all of the new airlines. Just ahead, how one is moving to Terminal 1.
All right, growth is good. Ooh. We're glad you're with us here on our Tuesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about on your Tuesday. We're going to start with weather, though, a lot in that department as well. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner giving us a look across the country. That system's heading our way.
This has been a powerful system over the last 24 hours, producing a lot of severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings, too. We had about a four-hour stretch of a cluster of tornadoes moving across parts of the Midwest. Of course, all this arrives here tomorrow, but early tomorrow morning, we're going to see just to the west of us a level one risk and a level two risk. I'll show you the rest of this too. It goes all the way up to level four across parts of the Midwest for today. Tomorrow, it's a level two risk in our eastern counties. This is where we could see a few isolated tornadoes, and then the level one risk in the rest of the viewing area where we'd more likely see just some isolated wind damage, possibly some hail. Here's what we're looking at today. We'll see mainly cloudy skies. There's going to be a little sunshine that tries to peek through those clouds as the system gets closer to us. And late this afternoon into the evening, there could be a sprinkle or two, but it looks like most of us
this will end up staying dry. By tomorrow morning, between 3 and 4 o'clock, we start to see the rain moving in. Could be a rumble of thunder, but we're looking at a better chance of the stronger storms closer to lunchtime as the front gets closer to us. We'll pause it there at noon, and there could be some storms that could produce some wind damage around the triangle at that point. But the best chance for severe storms will come just after lunchtime. You see that line that develops there in eastern North Carolina between 2 and 3. That'll be our best chance of seeing an isolated tornado. So live look at Fayetteville, looking at mostly cloudy skies currently. 67 in the triangle, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 67 in Fayetteville, 67 in Raleigh. Still holding on to some cooler temperatures in the mid-50s up north. It's going to be a breezy afternoon. Southwest wind, so it'll be a warm wind, but gusting, say, 25, 28 miles per hour. And we climb up into the mid-80s for one more day. It's going to be a big shock after the front moves through tomorrow. I'll show you how much colder it will be around the area. Coming up, Brian.
8:33, following breaking news right now between Cary and Raleigh on 40 eastbound. A crash blocking two right lanes between Harrison Avenue and Wade Avenue. Just had an ambulance arrive on the scene there. Still an active situation with a 16-minute delay showing up on the sensors as you come in from 885 in Durham back toward Wade Avenue. You see with that live update just jumped up to a 21-minute backup. I've taken a look at some of the alternate routes that'll save you some time. It looks like if you're coming in from Durham and the RTP area, take 540 up to Glenwood Avenue and then Glenwood Avenue back to the Beltline. That should save you about 5 minutes this morning as opposed to getting stuck in that traffic on 40 eastbound. Delays now begin between Airport Boulevard and Aviation Parkway, solidly backed up all the way out toward Wade Avenue. If you can pick it up from Wade Avenue or 54, you're on the other side of those delays. Also note there's a little bit of a backup on westbound Wade Avenue or outbound Wade Avenue merging into the traffic on I-40. Some onlooker slowdowns with all that activity over on the eastbound side. Take a look at South Raleigh with that crash reported earlier on 40 westbound around Lake Wheeler Road. It looks like that is cleared in the past few minutes. Still seeing about a 5 minute delay as you head between Hammond Road out toward the Lake Wheeler Road interchange. Elsewhere throughout Durham, we're looking okay on 85 and I-40, but we are watching some delays on 885 right now. Again, your other major approaches into Durham are looking okay.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Breaking news. World Central Kitchen says it's pausing its aid operations in Gaza after an Israeli military strike that killed 7 members of its team. This is video of 2 of the victims from just last week. Australia confirms the woman in this video was from that country. And the others killed include a dual U.S.-Canada national, as well as people from Australia, Poland and the U.K., as well as a Palestinian. The team from World Central Kitchen was in Gaza making meals for people. And the organization's founder, Jose Andres, posted to X saying that he is heartbroken. He says the Israeli government needs to stop this indiscriminate killing. The White House is urging Israel to investigate what happened. And Michelle, the Israeli military says it will open a full investigation into the strike that killed the World Central Kitchen workers in Gaza. An IDF spokesperson said in a video statement they are reviewing the incident to understand how this happened. He also expressed sincere sorrow to the allied nations who've been doing so much to help those in need in Gaza. He promised to get to the bottom of this and be transparent about what they find.
RDU is growing quickly. Today, another big change is happening to try to handle all the new traffic. Breeze Airways is moving to Terminal 1 to make more room for growth. WRAL's Laura Levine shares the airport has added more than 24 new destinations in the past year.
It's a busy day here inside Terminal 1 as Breeze Airways is on the move, moving from Terminal 2 to its new location. Behind me, you can see the sign is already up, indicating that Breeze will be stationed next to Avelo and Spirit. Taking a look here now, you can see crews hard at work getting those kiosks set up for the big day tomorrow. That's when flights will be taking off once again with Breeze Airways. RDU says the move is being made to maximize gate space in both terminals, accommodate the airline needs, and to prepare for continued growth. 15 new flights will launch later this month. It has been a busy year of growth for RDU. The airport added 4 new airlines, 25 new destinations, 49 new routes, and set a record for passenger traffic. And if you have a Breeze flight later this week, it's important to ask Breeze directly if you have any questions about terminal or gate assignments. Laura Levine, WRAL News at RDU.
And the fees you pay when you hail a taxi in Raleigh may be going up. Today, City Council will consider whether they should bump the rates up for the first time since 2006. Right now, you pay $1.95 pickup fee, $2 per mile, and 25 cents per minute of wait time. City leaders are considering raising that to a $3 pickup fee, $3 per mile, and 30 cents per minute of wait time. They'll vote on the change at their meeting at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, it's an exciting day for Durham, the Bulls' home opener. This is a live look right there out at the DBAP. The first pitch just about 10 hours away. And WRO's Kelsey Coffey at the ballpark this morning, speaking with General Manager Tyler Parsons about all the new fun options for fans, Kelsey.
Jeff, there are so many new fun options for people to enjoy this season. Doors open tonight at 5:30, and then the first pitch will be at 6:45. I'm joined by General Manager Tyler Parsons. Just talk about the level of excitement that you all have as a staff headed into tonight's game.
We're pumped. There's nothing better than opening day, I think, in baseball, and this is just kind of the start of the 2024 season. We're excited to welcome all the Durham residents and the fans in this community to come back to the DBAP today and see all those smiling faces.
And aside from, of course, winning the game, one of your goals is just to have an exciting and unforgettable fan experience. You all have some new items for your food and beverages. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of new things, and we always love welcoming our fans here to kind of see those new experiences. But on the new food and beverage side, we got pork on pork nachos. We got a pulled pork parfait that has, like, corn for horns. We got Carolina dog, Carolina burger, top pretzels, steak sandwiches, you name it. Come out here and check out the DBAP food and beverage offerings from BCH. You won't be disappointed.
I don't think I'd be disappointed. And one thing, when you eat a lot of food, you're going to need a nap. And they have new pillows. Look at this. A Woolly Bull pillow. Woolly has been enjoying his little mini-me's all morning long. So, Jeff, Michelle, I'll send it back to you guys.
Yeah, you can nap before or after the game, just not during the game. That's a nice touch. I think we have enough, Woolly. WREO is your home for Wolfpack Final Four coverage as well. I know Woolly's a fan of that as well. WREO's Brett Neese will be in Cleveland for the Women's Final Four. He'll have reports starting tonight. NC State will play South Carolina 7 o'clock on Friday night. And the Men's Final Four matchup, NC State will play Purdue Saturday, 6:09 tip-off for that. WREO's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter will be in Phoenix and provide live coverage starting tomorrow.
And today, NC State fans will have a chance to meet the DJs. DJ Burns and DJ Horn will be at Applebee's at Triangle Town Center greeting fans. The company posted the event on Facebook saying the event will be from 6 to 7. Fans will have the chance to get a picture and an autograph and send the players their best wishes before they head off to Phoenix.
Applebee's, date night, picture with those guys, yeah. No one is waking up a billionaire, at least not from last night's Powerball drawing, but one North Carolinian is a millionaire after it. Take a look at the numbers. These are the winning ones. If you want a smaller prize, also maybe you want to check these numbers. 19, 24, 40, 42, 56. The Powerball is 23. The Power Play is 2. Someone in our state did match all 5 white balls, so that lands them the $1 million prize. The jackpot has climbed now. Without a jackpot winner, it's over $1 billion for Wednesday night's drawing. You can watch that at 11 o'clock on WRAL. There is one Wolfpack fan's bracket that is still very much alive. The 11-year-old whose bracket is beating almost everyone in the world, including her dad's.
So cool. And trophies, top tunes, and tributes. We'll have a recap of the big winners and moments of the iHeartRadio Music Awards from last night. Welcome back. This is a live look over North Hills this morning. We are looking at a sunny, blue sky North Hills. Temperature is going to warm up very nicely for us today, but all eyes on tomorrow. Tomorrow is a WRL Weather Alert Day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has what we can expect for tomorrow.
So tomorrow, we're likely to see the storms arriving between 11 o'clock and 3 p.m. and then exiting, and we'll start to see some clearing. But damaging winds are possible, some large hail and an isolated tornado. We have a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. storms across our area. This is how it's all going to come at us. We've got this big line of thunderstorms that's going to head our way. This actually takes us to about 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it is, again, likely to be much later than that before we end up seeing the severe storms, likely to be midday to mid-afternoon. Our level two risk stretches along and east of I-95, and that's where we would have the potential for an isolated tornado. We could see some wind damage or some hail. And then the level one risk there in green is where we would have fewer instances of severe storms, but could see maybe a few isolated reports of wind damage. This has been a powerful system crossing the country. You can see out ahead, we have this brown hatched area. This is a trough. We're just starting to see some severe thunderstorm warnings popping up now across the southwest corner of Tennessee near Memphis. But for the last 4 or 5 hours, we've had this line of thunderstorms coming eastward with tornadoes almost constantly through this. So it may be that we see some tornado damage out of that across parts of the Midwest, the southern part of Illinois and Indiana, and on into Kentucky and Ohio. That's where we've had some really rough weather in the last 4 or 5 hours. For us today, we're going to see mainly cloudy skies, a little bit of sunshine peeking through, and the potential for an isolated shower. Most of us are going to end up staying dry for today. And then late tonight, early tomorrow morning, we start to see the rain moving in, likely by 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be a wet morning commute. This is a brand new run of the computer models. It's starting to see some of that showing up as a little heavier, possibly a thunderstorm or two in the morning. And then when the cold front comes through, we'll have another chance as that front gets closer to us of some more scattered storms, especially around, say, lunchtime to 2 p.m. And then that starts to slide on out of the viewing area. Right now, we're looking at a little bit of sunshine there over North Hills, but there's a good bit of cloud cover out there, too. Right now, 67 degrees with a dew point of 60, so it feels like summer warm temperatures heading out. We'll see 80s by lunchtime, and we'll be in the mid-80s for highs this afternoon. Still holding on to some 50s in our northern counties, but for the most part, temperatures are in the 60s right now heading out the door. 86 in Raleigh, 85 Durham, 86 in Fayetteville under mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. 90, the record for today. We still don't quite get there. Bulls home opener, 6:35 is when they throw out the pitch. The first pitch, temperatures will be in the low 80s to start the game, and then around 80 as we get closer to 8 o'clock. Mostly cloudy, breezy, but not looking at much of a chance for rain. 68 is our normal high, and we drop down below that after the system rolls through tomorrow with some cool temperatures, some morning lows down into the 30s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning. And of course, the big Dreamville Festival over the weekend, 59 on Saturday, 66 Sunday, but lots of sunshine. Brian?
It's 8:47 right now. I want to update you about this crash on 40 just before you get to Wade Avenue there on the eastbound side. All new, they've opened one of those lanes that was blocked, but we still have the right lane closed right now. A lot of activity out there with Raleigh police. A 23-minute backup as you head in from Durham on 40 eastbound. Those delays begin around Airport Boulevard and extend all the way out toward Harrison Avenue and Wade Avenue. You can see the backup showing up clearly there on the eastbound side, and some building westbound delays. A little bit of an onlooker slowdown as people hit the brakes and see what's going on over on the eastbound side. That's adding up to some slowdowns on outbound Wade Avenue between Blue Ridge Road through the Edwards Mill Road interchange. Best option for you if you're trying to get to Raleigh from the RTP area is to take 540 out to Glenwood Avenue and then Glenwood Avenue back toward 440. Of course, you're going to hit the stoplights along the way at the intersections, but right now the sensors indicate that's a pretty clear ride and, again, should save you about 5 minutes this morning. Still watching those backups on the south side of Raleigh as we take a look at that live camera at 40 at Lake Wheeler Road, about a 6-minute delay overall from 440 to US 1.
I want you to check out this video from Oklahoma. Pretty impressive. Severe weather created these funnel clouds northwest of Oklahoma City. It's one of several funnel clouds that were reported in that area last night, and at least one of them briefly touched down. There are no reports of any injuries, though.
It was a scary first day back from spring break for some Apex students after a hoax sent their school into lockdown. Officers searched Apex High School and did not find anything suspicious or dangerous. Sky 5 flew over the school yesterday during the lockdown that lasted about 30 minutes. Some concerned parents showed up to the school when they got the alert. Classes resumed as normal.
School districts, Michelle, across our viewing area are trying to crack down on hoax threats like that one at Apex High. Nash County Public Schools works with Nash County Sheriff's Office and Rocky Mount Police to investigate each one. And school officials say threats like these cause chaos in the classroom.
At the end of the day, we are about trying to keep students safe, keep staff safe, and to provide a structured learning environment. And when that type of thing happens, it disrupts the learning of the entire school.
Several law enforcement agencies are working with state and federal investigators to better track and put an end to these types of calls.
And Raleigh gets ready to host Dreamville this weekend. Dreamville isn't just about providing a great live music experience. It's also a huge economic boost to Raleigh and Wake County. Just this morning, the city of Raleigh released economic impact numbers from last year's festival. The two-day event at Dix Park generated a total economic impact of $145.9 million. It provided the equivalent of 1,300 full-time jobs. Last year's festival set a new record, more than 100,000 guests from all 50 states and 23 countries. This coming weekend, in addition to the music performers, there will be more than 75 food vendors, artisans, nonprofits, and small businesses featured at the festival.
And one big Wolfpack fans bracket, still very much alive this morning. Get this, she's 11. Ashton Gold, a huge Wolfpack fan, and she has NC State going all the way. But that's not all. The Abbots Creek Elementary student is competing against 22.6 million people in the ESPN Bracket Challenge. And the 11-year-old is ranked 109. That's so impressive. She's in the 99.9 percentile. She told WREL about her selection process, how she did it.
How did you make your picks?
I watched them and I seen who can handle the pressure and who can at least get far and who's win more games.
That's a smart little girl right there. Ashton's dad originally made a bracket for her, but she said, no, I want to make a different one. So she did. Dad's original bracket, he's in 11 millionth place. So, Dad, you have a smart daughter.
Pressure's on, Dad. Stay out of the way next year. The iHeartRadio Music Awards celebrated the most played music on iHeart's radio stations and the iHeart app. Awards were handed out along with special honors, and the night was full of musical performances. Ashley Dvorkin has a recap.
Beyonce!
Beyonce received the Innovator Award, presented to her by Stevie Wonder. Her new album, Cowboy Carter, is currently breaking records.
I want to dedicate this award to all the innovators who have dedicated their lives and their art to creating shifts.
Meryl Streep joined the party to celebrate Icon Award recipient Cher. Jennifer Hudson performed an If I Can Turn Back Time tribute. Then Cher joined her for a Believe duet before accepting her Icon trophy.
If you have a dream and you stick with it, you will have a wonderful life and it probably will come true.
Ludacris, Ludacris ran the show and took the stage with a medley of hits. The star-packed lineup also included Landmark Award recipients Green Day and TLC, Justin Timberlake and Tate McRae. Best New Artist for Pop and Country, Jelly Roll, and Country Music Song of the Year winner, Lainey Wilson, with their duet, Save Me.
Kill Bill SZA.
Among other wins presented on the telecast, SZA took Song of the Year for Kill Bill and won R&B Song of the Year, R&B Album of the Year, and R&B Artist of the Year. Ice Spice received Best New Hip-Hop Artist. Fall Out Boy is the Alternative Artist of the Year. Taylor Swift accepted Artist of the Year via video message.
I am so blown away and so thankful, and I just can't wait to keep having fun with you guys.
It was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
All right, if your name is Kyle, listen up. You might want to head to Texas. The city of Kyle, Texas is trying again to break the world record for the most people with the same name in one place at one time. It's happening May 18th. Right now, the record is 2,325, set by people named Ivan in Bosnia back in 2017. Kyle first went for the record last year. Just under 1,500 Kyles showed up, so we need more Kyles to show up, to break that record.
Calling all kinds.
Yes. And before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.